For a ceasefire.
I'm going to reduce that 50 days that I gave him to a lesser number because I think I already know the answer what's going to happen.
He spoke from Scotland this morning.
We thought we had that settled numerous times. And then President Putin goes out and starts launching rockets into some city like Kiev and kills a lot of people in a nursing home or whatever.
The president announced an agreement with the European Union for 15% tariffs on EU goods imported to the U.S. Today, he's hosting British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and his two golf clubs in Scotland. Israel says it'll pause fighting in Gaza daily so trucks can deliver food and other aid amid outrage over the hunger crisis. Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer.
Israel, Jordan, and the UAE all parachuted pallets of humanitarian aid into the ruins of Gaza, but just a fraction of what's needed. Even though the military says it will pause the fighting in heavily populated areas during the day now, still there are reports of people being shot trying to get food.
Police in Arkansas are looking for a suspect after a husband and wife were killed while they were hiking at Devil's Den State Park in Washington County. This woman saw the commotion.
We're from Texas. So we came in for the weekend and we came up here and there are cop cars all around there and we're a little concerned and they said that they couldn't say anything but that everything was closed for an emergency.
Police say the couple's two daughters, aged 7 and 9, were not hurt. Officials say the family had recently moved to Prairie Grove from another state. New manhunts underway in Louisiana after a 30-year-old inmate walked out of jail with permission from the same lockup where 10 prisoners broke out in May. Orleans Parish Sheriff Susan in Houston.
The error stemmed from a clerical misidentification where he was confused with another individual sharing a similar last name.
Khalil Bryan has an active warrant for aggravated assault with a weapon and a criminal history related to burglary, assault, and drug violations. One of those 10 men who escaped in May is still missing. An unrelenting heat wave is dragging on.
Tampa hit 100 degrees for the first time in its history.
Meteorologist Craig Allen.
In terms of the population, we are talking about nearly 200 million people under some type of heat alert right through today, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And in fact, this heat could last through the entire week down across the southeast states.
Two hikers in Arizona had to be rescued over the weekend when the temperature there hit 107. Dow futures are up 39. This is CBS News.
Presented by T-Mobile. It's better over here. See how at T-Mobile.com/magenta status. That's T-Mobile.com/magenta status.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It'll be a hot day with a heat advisory in effect until 8 tonight. The National Weather Service says it could feel like 104. Cooling centers are open. If you need one, call 211 for locations. We could see some storms later tonight. We'll get the latest on the weather coming up in the forecast. After teasing a possible run, former Governor Scott Walker has announced he's actually not running again. Current Governor Tony Evers made his announcement about not running last week. Racine County officials are warning about a scam targeting those with pending land use or zoning permits. Scammers are sending fake emails asking for wire payments. The county says they never use wire transfers. After a legal challenge, the State Bar of Wisconsin has rolled back some race-based diversity requirements. A group had argued that the bar's policies unfairly excluded people based on race. The Mount Pleasant Police Department has opened up the sign-up process for their police academy. Their Citizen Academy isn't until the fall, but signups started last week. People in the village can learn about law enforcement through classes and real-life situations. Applications are open until August 15th, and you can find one on the police department's website. And the man known as Mr. Hole-in-One on area golf courses has passed. James Tirabassi became a local legend for scoring 2 aces on a single day at a senior amateur event back in 1996. He died over the weekend at the age of 87. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Showdown at AmFam Field. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers and the Cubs tonight in Milwaukee. The battle for first place. Both teams tied for the NL Central after the Brewers beat the Marlins 3-2 thanks to a walk-off RBI in the ninth by Blake Perkins, FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Perkins, center field, that'll get it done. Scored as a hit. In comes Haas, and the Brewers.
Perkins now back after missing half the season with a fractured shin bone.
It's been a long, long road, and this is the middle of the season for a lot of these guys, and I'm kind of coming in late, so it's just great. Great to come through for the guys and just appreciating these moments a little bit more.
NFL training camp in Green Bay, the Packers now in full pads.
Now we're talking about real football. These guys are still in their underwear out there, so.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded, and unfortunately, accidents can happen in a split second on a motorcycle. So if you're ever injured or in an accident, phone the lawyer who rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644 and trust an experienced, compassionate, and aggressive attorney to protect your rights. That's 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible with a low near 70. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus. It's Monday.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed. did so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. For once, I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once, I can say, this is my.
Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Smile, I know she must be kind.
She's by my excitation. Good, good, good.
Hits WRJN. I'm Dan Marcus. Congratulations to the Raiders. The Racine Raiders headed to their third consecutive championship win. I'm being confident here. They're playing the Detroit Ravens this weekend, and the game will be here on WRJN. This is the league championship game. They're going for their third in a row. The pregame at 5:45, kickoff at 6 o'clock. And it's sponsored by Rasmussen's Diamonds, Time and Again Music and More, Kelly Friesema of eXp Realty, Our Harmony Club, and Tropical Smoothie Cafe. It's the Raiders going for the championship, going for it all this Saturday. And you can hear it here on WRJN.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, let their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent to brand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Bikers Supporting Trades is proud to welcome Mahoffers on Main as an official event sponsor. They're not just showing support for the future of skilled trades. They're turning up the heat with an exclusive raffle you won't want to miss. Your shot to win a 1973 Harley Shovelhead. $25 a ticket, limited quantity, and you don't need to be present to win. Grab your ticket at Mahoffers on Main, 236 Main Street, Racine. This is your chance to own a piece of motorcycle history. Let's ride and support youth entering the trades.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
The Milwaukee Brewers have partnered with GovX to offer 50% off select tickets to active duty military, veterans, first responders, government employees, and teachers at Sunday through Thursday games, courtesy of Vortex. Visit brewers.com/govx.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
North Beach is open, and so is Racine's Beachside Oasis, the perfect place to grab those summer refreshments while you enjoy the sand and surf on the lakefront. Go to their Facebook page, Racine's Lakeside Oasis, for the entertainment lineup, and enjoy our timeless hits as you relax on the beach all summer long.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. Here is the Fifth Dimension. This song was number one for over a month. Number one, top of the charts for over a month. WRJN.
Walking down the street singing
Do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do,
tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing
Do-a-diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do. she looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing,
ooh, diddy-diddy-dum, diddy-dum.
Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing,
ooh, diddy-diddy-dum, diddy-dum.
We walked on,
walk on
to my door,
my door.
We walked on to my door, then we kissed a little more. Single day singing,
do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum, diddy-dum.
Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing,
do-wah-diddy-diddy-dum, diddy-dum.
Well, I'm hers,
I'm hers,
she's mine,
she's mine,
I'm hers,
she's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa,
attention, here comes Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom with an update.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's hot enough for another alert. The National Weather Service has a heat advisory in effect for the area today through 8 tonight. It could feel like 104 with a mix of heat and humidity. Cooling centers are again running. If you need one, call 211 and they'll help you find the closest to you. Storms could roll in later tonight. We'll get a look at the latest in the forecast. There's a new DA and a new hope for a fresh review. The father of Michael Bell is asking the new Kenosha County District Attorney, Xavier Solis, to reopen the 2004 police shooting case involving his son. Retired Kenosha Detective Russell Beckman has been working with Bell's father for over a decade. Together, they've submitted a report outlining what they claim are inconsistencies in the original investigation. They say they have new evidence and have allegations of cover-ups by Kenosha police and officials. Michael Bell sued the city of Kenosha and won a $1.75 million settlement in 2010. He then pushed for a 2014 state law requiring independent investigations of police-involved deaths. The law prevents police departments from investigating their own officers. This police academy isn't as wacky as the one from the movies. The Mount Pleasant Police Department wants to give people an inside look with its 2025 Citizen Police Academy. They're now taking signups for the fall. The free course lets locals go behind the scenes with classroom sessions and real police activities. You've got until August 15th to submit an application. You can do so through the Village Police Department's website. You might run into a permit problem in Racine County. A statement from the communications manager for the county says a new scam is hitting people who have pending land use or zoning applications in some Wisconsin towns. So far, no cases have been reported locally. Scammers are sending fake emails that look official and ask victims to wire thousands of dollars for bogus fees. Officials say Racine County will never ask for payment by wire transfer. If you get a suspicious message, verify it before responding or paying. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com. There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right. For just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Mostly sunny, hot, and humid today with a high in the upper 80s to low 90s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible with a low near 70. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 76.
Short and the nights are long. the skin, oh Frisco. A pretty little chick wherever you go.
And timeless hits, WRJN. And Dan Marcus, thank you for joining me today for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum. That's on the way next. And this song, I admit, embarrassed me a little bit when this performer sang it on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1965. Embarrassed me to my parents, who were also watching. What artist, what song did all that? It's on the way next on WRJN.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And with summer fun and fairs in full swing, O&H invites you to enjoy their incomparable cream puffs, a favorite summertime indulgence. O&H cream puffs are bursting with real whipped cream, and they are as delicious as they are refreshing. You can choose O&H's traditional cream puffs and their gourmet chocolate mousse. They are sensational. So stop in today. Visit O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Get ready, Racine. It's the 13th annual Cardboard Boat Race and Regatta at Harbor Lake Yacht Club on Saturday, August 2nd. Bring the whole family for wild races, creative boats, and nonstop fun. Boat building starts at 9 a.m. Racing kicks off at 2 p.m., followed by the regatta. Enjoy food all day and live music by Velvet Stiletto. Kids races, bar races, single or multi-person teams. Anything goes as long as it's cardboard. Sign up or get details now at RacineCardboardBoatRace.com. It's free, it's fun, and it's open to the public.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Let's open up the vault door. And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. A song that has been on the radio for a while, and this one embarrassed me. Seriously, it embarrassed me in front of my parents. Let me explain, Lucy. You see, every Sunday night, playtime was over, and it was time for the Ed Sullivan Show, which the whole family watched at the same time. There was no rewind. There was no recording. You watched it together as a family. And this next song, when it was sung on the Ed Sullivan Show by Ian Whitcomb, embarrassed me because it's pretty unconventional. I don't know if Mom and Dad knew when he sang, "Come on and do the jerk with me," that the jerk was a popular dance at the time. Don't know if Mom and Dad realized that or not. I just remember the looks on their face when Ian Whitcomb sang, "You Turn Me On." Top 10, Summer of 65, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning on WRJN.
This must
honeycomb with the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this morning. You Turn Me On. Top 10 July of 1965. In the top 10 with songs like Cara Mia, Mr. Tambourine Man, I'm Henry VIII, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, I Can't Help Myself. And the number one song when that song was in the top 10, Satisfaction by the Stones. So it was in some pretty big company. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget by Ian Whitcomb, You Turn Me On. Another one coming up 1:45-ish this afternoon on WRJN.
Tennessee, help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, bringing you up to date with CBS News in a matter of minutes on WRJN.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam,
home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President Trump is moving up his deadline for a ceasefire in Ukraine. He says he's shortening the 50-day window he gave Vladimir Putin.
I'm going to make a new deadline of about 10 or 12 days from today.
Mr. Trump spoke after meeting with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer in Scotland.
There's no reason in waiting. There's no reason in waiting. It's 50 days. I want to be generous, but we just don't see any progress being made.
The president also addressed the hunger issue in Gaza. He says Israel bears a lot of the responsibility, but Mr. Trump says the country's being hampered by considerations surrounding the remaining hostages there. Israel announced there would be daily pauses in fighting to allow more food to